Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with State Senator Amy Sinclair about the upcoming legislative session.
First of all, big thing coming up with this upcoming legislative session, the pandemic. That said, you know, what are the major things that the Iowa legislature needs to do about the pandemic and, you know, how that's going to affect the upcoming legislative session here?
It will have a big impact on the legislative session that as we move forward, simply from a logistics standpoint. As a legislature, we want to keep our membership, our staff, and the public as safe and healthy as possible. And so we're going to make a few changes related to how we function at the Capitol this coming year. The building constitutionally will be open while we're in session, so the general public can come to the building. But there will be health screenings as you walk through the door. You'll have your temperature taken, et cetera. So just be prepared for that. If any of the listeners think they are going to come up and visit and visit with me, meet with me. Additionally, we'll be doing our subcommittee process. There is no defined restrictions on subcommittees, so we've set up technology so that those subcommittees can be held remotely, so people can still participate. We'll have virtual subcommittees that are open to the public, just as our regular subcommittees are, so people can drop in and ask questions and share their thoughts on given legislation, and that'll be published. A link will be published every time we schedule a subcommittee. So that'll look a little different. We won't try and put 30 people in a small committee room and hold those subcommittees just to make sure we're having the social distance that's necessary to not transmit the disease. Another point is that we will be live streaming committee work rather than just having that in the regular committee meeting rooms. We'll make sure that people have access to watch what we're doing since they may not feel comfortable coming in person to the building to see that. And so that'll be a change. And otherwise, we aren't going to have a lot of staff on the floor in the chambers. Those staff members will either be working remotely or they'll be working from isolated offices just to keep people safe. So session will look a little different. I think you'll see us more focused as well, seeing that we're doing some of that virtually and that the process is going to take a little longer. I think you'll see our focus just targeted on those things that Iowans have told us are most important to them.
Well, and moving on here, you, of course, being the chair of the Education Committee, what are some of the big things that are going to be discussed as far as education goes in the state of Iowa?
To be honest, I think one of the biggest things that's going to be discussed is how we move forward from what's been a very, very unusual year for teachers and students and families. You know, there's a lot of interest in making sure, and I think the bulk of school districts that I represent have been in person by and large, but some of our metro and suburban districts have not been. And so there is certainly a push from parents in those areas to see their kids get back in school. We haven't seen the super spreader events from schools being back in session that we thought we might. And so I think watching a transition back to in-person learning, I think you'll see a real push for that. I know that's a priority of the governor's, and I hope to help her make that happen. Additionally, there has been a huge drop-off in student attendance. There have been a lot of families that have moved to homeschooling just in an effort to keep themselves and their families safe. They've chosen to keep their children at home and homeschool, and that's great. But we anticipate those families moving back into a regular public school setting, and so we have a lapse in what certified enrollment looks like. If the legislature doesn't do something to deal with that, there will be several hundreds of districts that are on a budget guarantee, and a budget guarantee would have property tax implications. So we need to manage that certified enrollment number for this year that is most unusual, with about 6,000 families choosing to keep their kids home. That'll have a real impact if we don't do something from the state level. So I think you'll see that. Priority of mine is dealing with some of the restrictions of free speech that we've seen at all three of our Regent universities throughout the pandemic, and that's frightening to me because we need to make sure that we are in unusual times, but unusual times don't allow for infringement of constitutionally protected rights. And there have been issues at all three of our Regent universities from an episode at the University of Iowa College of Dentistry to an episode at Iowa State University where a professor threatened to remove students from a required course if they had an opinion that differed from hers, and from the student government at University of Northern Iowa refusing to certify a campus organization, a campus group. All three of those issues are unacceptable. And while the presidents of the respective universities did respond appropriately in protecting students' First Amendment rights, we need to make sure we're not allowing those episodes to happen in the first place. We shouldn't have staff and student governments infringing on the rights of other students, those free speech rights that are constitutionally protected. And so you'll see some language coming out of the Education Committee getting right at that, at the heart of that issue, at the protection of our First Amendment rights. And so those will be some big things you see coming out of my committee this year.
There's been talk of potentially emergency authorization of rainy day funds, such as with food assistance for food insecurity, and of course the pandemic response. You know, what thoughts are you able to share about that?
So, honestly, last June when we wrapped up what was a very unusual session last year, we did give the governor some emergency authorization to access those dollars. We have at this point left that in her hands, and coupled with federal dollars, she's done a good job of making sure that Iowans' needs are being met. I don't believe she's addressed the food insecurity issue so much because the feds have done that through the SNAP program, but she has addressed rental assistance and issues surrounding inability to pay rents and those types of things. So there was some emergency authorization already granted, and I guess we'll just have to circle around and see where we stand with between federal dollars and where our state stands looking forward on what that looks like. As far as at this point, it's not something that I've been personally involved with. I don't serve on the HHS committee that would be responsible for handling this. So I can't speak directly to food insecurity or where that's going. But certainly if there are issues that need to be addressed, we will look at whatever option needs to be done to do that. I will just say that we spent the last 4 years being responsible and frugal in how we manage the state's resources, and that put us in the position that we were ranked number one most prepared to return to normal following the COVID, that our budget situation was in the best place of any of the states in our nation. And additionally, we've already returned to that 3-ish range on unemployment, which I think is a phenomenal place to be considering what we've been through. So Iowa as a state and Iowans in general are fairly well situated to return to normal, and I think our responses will take all of that into account.
Well, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you would like your constituents to be aware of here?
You know, I'm just excited to get back to work and really deal with some of the issues that have come out of this pandemic. I think that we need to look at our systems and the way we function and take the opportunity to reflect on how we responded and how we move forward. That being said, I do want to keep in touch with everyone. Your listeners are more than welcome to email me at amy.sinclair@legis.iowa.gov. You can find that on the legislative website if you want to email me directly. And I hope to have some information coming soon about how we'll handle public forums, because I do want to hear from folks, but I also want to keep folks safe. So hopefully we can find a virtual way to make that happen or small groups that make sense with social distancing. So hopefully I'll have some information coming soon regarding that.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. Sinclair is the chair of the State Senate Education Committee and represents District 14, which encompasses most of Marion County, a section of Jasper County, and all of Clark, Lucas, Decatur, and Wayne counties. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.